Richard I. Dance is a piece I have been spending 2 years on writing. I never spent so much time on any piece before. My object was to do a piece without compromises and never to end before I was 100% satisfied with what I could hear. The piece is 8 minutes and I think I had about 4 hours of different extracts in my idea bank when the final song was ready, and it was really heartbreaking to erase that. In another way, I'll say it, honestly, it was also a relief. The first part of the piece I played live many times as a solo act in my Quantum House show with my band. The second part, which is more tricky to play, I've never played live yet, and it was also a real challenge to record that as the fingering is quite complicated and the tempo is high. Lucas Schiller, he's a very good bass player, and he's got a brilliant technique and he's a very good reader, and it was not difficult to choose him to do the bass part. The drummer Senri Kawaguchi is a phenomenal drummer. I have admired her a lot, long time, and I was very happy when she said yes to do a recording with me. And when I heard the result, I just freaked out. You know, all drummers I work with, they do their own interpretation, but hers was just extraordinary. She is a Japanese girl, only 23 years old. When I was in her age, it was something completely unthinkable for a girl to play drums, in particular in such a complex context with complicated time signatures and all that. But she had no problem with the time signatures and she made it sound very easy and natural to play. But I can tell you, it's certainly not. She recorded a video as well, and so did we others, and we could hence capture a moment when we recorded it and put it on the video. That's a plus, really. It's always to find a suitable name to your songs. The piece reminds me of some kind of folk dance, and it made me think of some kind of ritual dance, some kind of choreographic movement with an intention to fulfill a certain wish, like a rich harvest or a victory in a battle or a hunt. I mean, I'm looking at music and dance as an occurrence used as some kind of magic preparation for the good desires of life. The name iDance is alluding to the modern information technology, which actually made this piece possible to make remotely. But it can also stand for imagination, infinity, invisibility, immortality, inspiration, impassion, impeccability, improvisation, invisibility, illusion.